the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama.
Hi, Michelle. Spotify has revealed the top podcasts of the summer based on total number of listeners from June the 1st to August the 15th. And even though it only launched at the end of July, the Michelle Obama podcast was the global number one with, quote, millions of listeners. The rest of the top five were NPR's News Now, The Daily, Call Her Daddy, and the TED Talks Daily. Now, Michelle Obama may be the number one global podcast, but what was the number one podcast by total listeners in the US or the UK or another 56 countries? We've got all the data everywhere from Belgium to Bolivia as an exclusive today. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. In an email to podcasters, Apple Podcasts has announced that their audio search has been expanded to a number of different languages and that their podcaster support website has been further enhanced. If you haven't got that email, don't worry, we've got it. And we've linked to it in our show notes and our newsletter today. Babbel, which says it's the top-selling language learning app, has added an in-app podcast player containing all the podcasts from Babbel. Podcasts for Italian, Spanish, English, and French learners are available, with additional content designed specifically for English and German speakers. They say that they've seen a 200% increase in new registrations as a result of the global pandemic. Premium podcast service Supporting Cast has added a new feature, Dynamic Subscriber Messaging. This allows you to send personalized audio messages to your subscribers to thank them, upsell them to a higher price tier, or even warn them about an expiring credit card. Triton Digital has released its latest Latin American podcast report. Total downloads for the top 100 podcasts have gone down from 20.3 million to 19.6 million this time around, coinciding with the highest number of new cases in the pandemic in the region. US automaker Chevrolet has made their first podcast sponsorship, working with Blue Wire Media to sponsor TE1 with Greg Olson. And Blueberry has highlighted top podcasts hosted, produced, or promoted by women for today, National Women's Equality Day. And in podcast news, Podcasting Essentials focuses on the law about music, piracy, and privacy. In this case, it's Australian law, but most law aligns across the world on these things. The podcast also features three people called Nicole. Interesting fact, Nicole was the number 10 most popular name in Australia in 1990, but it fell out of the top 100 chart in 2003. Well, maybe it's not that interesting. BFFU, Best Friends Forever University, is a new podcast from Dallas LGBTQ personalities Brad Pritchett and Ryan Brockington, which aims to teach you a thing or two about being your most authentic self, even if that means acting like someone else along the way. And true crime podcast In the Red Clay is the sixth series from Imperative Entertainment's podcast division, launched yesterday with Cumulus Media's Westwood One. It follows the most dangerous man in Georgia history, Billy Sunday Burt. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.